This is the closing market report for a Thursday afternoon. Mike Tenora is here. He is with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago. Hey, Mike, thanks for being with us. Let's start in the Midwest. Looks like we have some open days. Tell me about those and then what the next week might look like.
Well, for the most part, the central U.S. is going to see dry weather over the next several days. We don't see much rain returning to most of the central U.S. until about Tuesday. At that point, a major system is going to move across the Midwest, and that's going to lead to a lot of rain for corn and soybean areas, beginning on Tuesday in western areas, and then advancing into the heart of the belt once we get into Wednesday and Thursday of next week. So in the near term, things do look fairly good. There's not a whole lot of rain out there for most corn and soybean farmers, and even though temperatures will be pretty cool here through Saturday, it turns sharply warmer once we get into Sunday and Monday. Widespread maximums will reach the 70s and 80s across the Midwest for at least 2 to 3 days. So it's going to temporarily get better, but then probably a lot worse once we get a lot of rain coming in here.
So what do those rainfall amounts look like, and where does it land across the Midwest beginning Tuesday?
Well, starting on Tuesday, it will mostly stay to the west of the Mississippi River. So everybody from Illinois and east will not be seeing too much rain as of Tuesday next week. But then that main system moves out Wednesday into Thursday, and we'll see rain blossom across a big chunk of the central U.S. That will extend all the way from parts of the plains in Kansas and Nebraska onto the east through Iowa and Missouri, and then making its way into Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin, Michigan, probably even Ohio at some point. That once you're in Ohio, you're a little bit far to the east. But this is a pretty big system. We think a lot of corn and soybean areas will be affected. The real uncertainty, though, is not so much that part of the forecast. It's what happens right after it. There are some hints that it could dry out, but there's also hints that it could stay a little wet. And unfortunately, we tend to believe that it's going to stay a little bit wetter and cooler once we get beyond the middle of next week. Just the overall pattern shows us enough potentials there for rain to recur. And we think that's probably what's going to happen. Maybe not widespread and heavy rain, but certainly some rain. Generalized totals, Todd, over the next 1 to 2 weeks, probably in that 1 to 2 inch range. So not extremely heavy, but certainly not light.
Turn your attention to South America. I'm told that the Brazilian corn crop, second crop, or safrinha, is dry and is remaining that way.
Well, it essentially stopped raining there right around April 2nd, at least across the southern 40% of their corn production belt. This is occurring right as their pollination season begins, and it has not rained there ever since. So here we are now, 3 weeks without rain. We know the next 7 days are going to have no rain. It gets a little bit dicier once we get into the end of next week and next weekend. There could be some rain here and there in those southern areas, but for the northern two-thirds to three-fourths of second crop corn production, there is very little, if anything, coming up for the next 2 to 3 weeks. Essentially, their dry season is beginning a little bit early, and in those southern areas which don't have a dry season, they've basically been hit by some bad luck with a little bit of a mini drought here in the last month. So not an ideal situation for them. It will all come down to how did this dry weather setup time out? Did it occur late enough that it won't affect corn as much as it would have if it had been a little bit earlier? Right now, it looks like it did affect some key areas at some key points.
And finally, Argentina. They had been dry. What do they look like today?
Well, their drought is going to end in fairly dramatic fashion. We've seen a lot of rains in different areas over the last 2 weeks, and that's going to continue, and we're going to see a few more rains here and there. By the time you add it all up, they'll have seen 3 to 6 inches of rain across a pretty big area over a one-month period, ending here in about 10 to 14 days. That's a lot of rain for this time of the year. Normally, they see those types of rains in January and February, and then it starts to dry out, and it dries out a lot in April and May. Unfortunately, it's been kind of reversed this year. They were dry early, and now they're turning wet.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
You're welcome, Todd. Have a great afternoon.
You too. That is Mike Tenora. He is with T-Storm Weather in Chicago. I'm Extension's Todd Gleason.